I totally see a picture of a club that's friendly. Its members are meeting its goals. I don't know, as you've been out there looking at other clubs, I mean, is there a difference between a successful club in their professional look and behavior?
Well, this is what I saw with our club. Our club meets on a weekend morning. We started having people show up in sweats, in shorts, in t-shirts, and it was like, it's the weekend. Why should I, dress up at all? And we just put in a simple dress code that said no jeans and t-shirts. We wanted you up a little bit more than that, and we saw the entire attitude of the club changed.
Oh, really?
When I've been in situations where the venue is very nice, when it's a professional venue, I see people carry themselves and act differently. It's a little bit like if you're out mowing the lawn in your shorts and t-shirt and dirty, then you go in and you get cleaned up and you put your tuxedo on, or if it's a woman, you put your evening dress on and you're going to go out, you carry yourself differently, you act differently in the whole area with what you've got going on. So I'm a big proponent of having some sort of a dress code, that this is what we expect. The other thing is, you're going to be a speaker. You're going to stand up and you're going to present your thoughts to a group. You need to present yourself in basically a good public relations image to that group. It needs to be very acceptable from that standpoint. I want to hit on one other thing too, especially when we talk about the communication point. I mentioned that we sat down and surveyed our members on why they came to the meetings. And the next thing we asked them is, what do they want to get out of it? Mm-hmm. And we found what their personal goals were. And in playing this game and building this club up to the number 4 club in the world, we started looking at the production we had to occur. And we started targeting each member out to complete, at that point, their competent Toastmaster or their advanced Toastmaster levels. And we wanted each member to complete a level each year. Now,
a level meaning?
A competent Toastmaster, even if it was just a competent leader.
Complete a manual
each year.
Or two or three, whatever it takes for that level. Okay.
When we did that, we saw a huge shift in the club. And this is when I talk about the amount of communication. We sit down the first part of July and say, okay, we have a new year coming up. What do you want to accomplish? And what can you produce for the club? We had a game the club was playing. They were part of this bigger game than just themselves.
Wait a minute. You mean, what can I do for the club versus what the club's going to do for me?
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a different attitude than what I usually see out there. You've got to talk about that just a little bit more.
Well, understand, we were playing this game to get our club in the top 10 in the world.
Okay.
Okay. So you're in this club and you're part of the game, right? And people go, right, okay. So in order to make the top 10, be a top 10 club in the world, we have to have this many CTMs, we have to have this many ATMs, I need this many competent leaders, we need this many new members. We'd have it all sort of scheduled out, which comes back to your basic club plan and what we want to accomplish. And we're going to get this many points, and this is where we're going to be. And then we said, do we have your agreement to complete your CTM this year, or complete your advanced Toastmaster level this year, or even your competent leader, or whatever it was? Can we count on you for that? And we would predict all that out. And we know we were going to get X number of new members. Well, when that new member came in, we would sit down and schedule them out and say, okay, you're a member. Here's how we work here. You have to complete your competent Toastmaster by June 30th. Now, if they came in January, that was challenging for them, okay?
Yeah,
but the point I started to see was that the way Toastmasters works is getting through the manual. And if you get through manuals, you will improve as a speaker. And you have to speak regularly. And I see people taking 2 and 3 years to complete their competent Toastmaster, their first 10 speeches. That's not enough frequency of speaking to improve the individual. The person does not get over their stage fright. They do not have enough frequency of that. It's like going out and playing tennis every 6 months and thinking you're going to improve. It's not going to happen. You need to get up on a regular basis. So we started scheduling our meetings around so that we could get our speakers up. We even had to go to extra meetings sometime to actually hit the demand to service the club. But we made sure we serviced the club. We got everybody through a manual every year. Now, I'll just say we didn't get... There were a few people that didn't, but that was the goal for every single member, to do a manual a year.